So I'm asking my daughter Iris, who is 7, if she could only take with her just a few physical objects to hold that are important to her memories, and perhaps just enough to fit into a shoebox, what items would she take?
I would take my favourite teddy and my baby Sylvanians, and I would take my brown doggy that's a baby Labrador, and I'll take a bracelet and a necklace, the charm bracelet and necklace, and I would take quite a ragged dog with a brown collar. And some things, and some crayons that I like doing art with.
Okay, so tell me about each of these dogs and why they're really special to you.
Because my favourite teddy that I got when I was a baby, and the dog isn't really mine, but it's my brother's. But I'm going to save it for him, and I would take my brother back, which I can't put in the shoe box.
Which brother?
My little brother, but my big brother can do it himself because he's older than me. And I would take this a brown sort of Labrador. It's baby, and it's got the bracelet and necklace on its head
Why is that on his head?
because I don't have any space for it.
Okay, and tell me about this teddy here.
Oh, it's very ragged, and I just like it, and my brother would just sort of lose it and feel really sad. And I would take Blues, Caleb's Blues, and it'll be really sad if he didn't have it.
What do you think, Caleb, who's 3, what do you think he would take if he could think about it?
Blues,
Tell us about Bluge.
Bluge is Caleb calls it Bluge because it's blue, and it's sort of light blue, and then it's got stripy dark and light blue on its legs.
What animal is it supposed to be?
A giraffe, I think.
Or a dinosaur?
Yeah, probably.
What else? If Caleb had to choose a book, what book do you think he'd choose?
The Hungry Caterpillar, and
How many times do you think he's read it?
a thousand.
Do you know which book you'd pick if you had to choose one?
I would put have this one
Okay,
here.
tell us what it is.
It's Ellie the Homesick Puppy, and it's a Labrador, I a golden retriever, I mean. And I really like it because it's by Holly Webb, and I can like collecting doggy stories, and I've got Max the Missing Puppy and Oscar's Lonely Christmas and Button's the Runaway Puppy. That's really good. And I really like this book because it's a lot, and I just love them, and dogs, because I really like them and I treasure them. and I really want a dog.